just for old time's sake, Denny, can you go and crash pup at the airport? Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Mate, nothing would give me more pleasure. I haven't seen any pictures of his beautiful face recently.
No, I've got a lot of questions I've got to ask him, Denny.
On air or off?
Well, Loz, both.
Loz, you're the man to ask the questions. You've got exclusive access to the great pup.
All right. Well,
and we're relying on you to get to the bottom of every story.
Yes. I need, there's ones that are just sort of bubbling behind the scenes that I want to find out about. And there's ones that have been in the paper that I want to find out about.
No, I want the ones that are bubbling. The ones we're interested in.
He's certainly due.
With the great pupster.
What's that?
He's certainly due for a
For a story soon, isn't he?
Oh,
it's too long.
Mate. Please.
What's it been? 3 weeks? He hasn't had a story in the paper?
Is he in Pakistan?
Nah, India. He went to Pakistan and then he came home and then he's back over to India.
Well, mate, don't the Daily Mail have a branch there?
Probably do.
The pup branch?
The pup branch. It's just one.
Guess where I'm up to this morning, guys?
Where are you?
Where do you reckon?
South.
Out at What's South. Yep. Where else would you be? Hello there, new venue.
How does it play out, Denny?
Laurie, there's just been a lot of noise for a long time now, hasn't there? And behind the scenes, there's a lot of chat about, you know, players not being developed properly. It's pretty significant. I know it's only one player, but the fact that they're willing to give Lachie Ilias permission to go and talk to other clubs after Jason Demetriou declared that he was the next sort of big thing, next big halfback at South Sydney, and put his faith in him along with others ahead of Adam Reynolds. And now that sort of looks sort of blown up at South, doesn't it? And I think it's a sign that things are changing. Whether or not we're going to see the change today, that there has to be some kind of. They can't just let this slide for much longer. Aren't they last on the table? Last time I looked, is that right? And their defensive record is like horrendous. And there are people within the club who are saying this is not good enough. Whether it's all the coach's fault, I don't think that's fair to blame everything on the coach. However, in these instances, the coach will often be the one who has to wear everything. As you've seen before, it's easier to get rid of a coach than get rid of players. Now, I've been speaking to South officials who say they don't know how it's going to go today. So, you know, there's been a lot of noise, hasn't there?
Yeah. And has he got supporters in there, Denny? Or have the supporters now start to wane? Like they're starting to lose confidence in him?
Well, is that like a play on words there, Wayne Bennett? Or
Well, it was.
I think that you hear talk that they're not happy with how things are going, and that's not coming from outside the club. That's coming from within the club, right? You've seen all of the kerfuffle with the Burgess stuff. That sort of, you know, the more you look at what Sam said, the more he looks smart.
Yeah.
And you know, the more like people have questioned a number of their decisions to the club.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the way that the team has played on the field this year and for the back half of last year, it's been well below what is acceptable for the South Sydney club.
Yeah. What's your gut feel today, though, Denny? What's your gut feel?
Laurie, look, everything points towards a decision on his future being bad for Jason. Whether he sees out the season or whether he goes now, and I'm not cheering for Jason Demetriou to lose his job. I think he's a very decent man. I think he can coach, but it just doesn't appear to have worked out at South for him this year. And he knew coming into this year that this was after they backed him over the Burgess stuff. He knew he had to get instant results. He knew that without, some sort of positivity. And look, there was talk that he was going to be punted a couple of weeks ago, and he survived that. And it just won't go away. And look, they're not going to beat Penrith, are they?
No.
Yeah. Danny, the question I want to ask is, when does it get to a stage where it's like, we've still got this year to go? Like, you're talking, does the coach stay? Does he go? Ilias, we know the situation there. Oh, we're bringing in this new halfback, but it's 2025. So when does the thing say, well, hang on, we've got to start to look after this club? This season, you can pretty much say it's done, but you could still scrap into the eight. We've seen it all before. We just had someone from Sydney FC.
The way they're playing.
Yeah, you don't think so, but that's where a change could happen. We've seen where coaches do get changed, and whilst it's not the coach's fault, it re-envisages. Like, when do you get the stage where it's like, we've got to make a decision?
The thing is, right, it doesn't appear to be a quick fix at South, right? I don't think, will moving Jason on suddenly change things? I don't think it will. I feel like they're in for a bit of pain now, aren't they? Like their problem appears to be they've got these flashy players who we all love to watch, but unfortunately, where they've been found out is in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And they've recruited a halfback, but they probably need some middle forwards.
Yeah, I think they need some tough experience forwards, Denny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. And I reckon if Wayne goes there, I reckon that's what he'll recruit, because he did it at the Dragons as well.
Yeah.
You know, the Jeremy Smiths, the Neville Costigans, real hard experience with that good group of young blokes, good back line. That would be the blueprint, I reckon, if Wayne goes there.
That seems to be the problem, though, doesn't it? I'm not wrong, Laurie. Like, their problem seems to be
up
the middle. And they've signed a halfback who... a lot of clubs had the opportunity to sign him, but they didn't all jump at it. And, you know, whether it was a price tag, I don't know. Is there an element of risk signing, a player from England? I think there is. I mean, he's got good raps on him. But, you know, to put him now is like, and to let Lachie Ilias, the guy who they thought was their great hope, let him look around and potentially go, it shows that there's a significant change of thinking. And, you know, but I do still think that their issue is they're going to need forwards. And, like, I mean, you look at Canterbury, they've searched high and low for front rowers. That they seem to be making do at the moment, playing in their own style of footy and not needing necessarily that pure power game. But Souths are going to need that power game if they've got a young English halfback. They've got a potentially very good back line with the Whitens and the Latrells and
Campbell Graham.
Cody and all these people. Yeah. You know, Campbell Graham. You know, they've got the makings of a good team still, but they're going to have to relook at their recruiting. And you know, I don't know. And look, Wayne, if they've got Wayne up their sleeve, well and good, right? You sign Wayne in a heartbeat. But if they don't, who is there an obvious candidate to take over that club and suddenly make them into the team that they should be? You know, look, if you look at some of the assistants around town, there are some good coaches. There's a Josh Hannay at Cronulla who's good, you know. Roosters have got Holbrook. There are coaches around. But I don't know. I don't know if any of them are on their radar.
No. Well, just on that though, Denny, then if you know Wayne as well as anyone, like, and Wayne is very good at what he does, but also plays the game so well. And with another coach like, say, Brad Arthur, who's under the pump at Parramatta, would he be angling? Will he be angling both? Wouldn't he?
Well, you know him better, Laurie.
Yeah.
Laurie, you know him better than me.
Yeah,
and you know that Wayne. I don't think Wayne's going to come in and start looking at pathways and all that sort of stuff. He's going to want
to win.
Just say he's got a couple of years at a club. He's going to want a premiership. correct?
Yes.
Because that's his big aim, yep. right? Premierships. And he'd be looking at rosters and going, where's the better chance of a premiership? Although he does have a history of Souths, right?
Yeah.
It's just what he's going to think he can come in and look like a hero, because he's very good at doing that, and turn a club around in a heartbeat, right?
Mm.
Which club's an easier fix?
Parramatta.
Yeah, Parramatta probably.
Oh, South.
I mean, you've got
Souths have got a,
you've got a
yeah.
You've got a very good halfback at Parramatta.
Yeah, I'd rather coach Parramatta.
Mm.
You've got Zach Lomax coming.
Zach's going there. That's right. Yeah.
You've got some really tough forwards.
Good fullback. Yep.
Yeah, but I think Wayne's sprinkle effect at Souths. The magic dust. I think with that back line, and if you get a couple of experienced old tough nuts in that team to go along with the Kalil Matengis and the Cam Murrays and those type of people, I think you could turn it around. Yeah, I think you could turn it around pretty quickly.
Danny, I wanted to ask a question. You obviously interviewed Trent Robinson, and we've been speaking about Luke Keary this morning. What do the Roosters do now where we've mentioned that the fact, okay, they're losing a number of players this year, but there's not a lot they can do right now for 2025. No. What do you see?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation for the Roosters. I mean, the player market isn't bristling with superstars. Mm. I mean, the biggest star who was available recently was Jerome Luai, and he's well and truly gone, you know. They're going to need some experienced players. They're losing a lot in the forwards. I'd love to be, I'd love to be a good quality front rower coming on the market right now, because it's going to be a stack of clubs who are desperate for one. Like, the Roosters are losing very much a heart and soul player in Jared Rhea Hargreaves.
Yeah.
To me, I know they're losing Joey Manu, who's obviously absolutely brilliant. But what Hargreaves does at that club, the alpha male, the big dog, the enforcer, to me, that's hard to replace. They do have Spencer Lenu coming back, obviously, and Lindsay Collins is a great player. So I guess they've got some good stuff there. But and in their back line's been pretty decimated, hasn't it? I mean, they're going to need Billy Smith to come up next year whenever he's back in next year as well, and emerge as a truly consistent, injury-free top line centre, because they're looking thin unless they've got stuff coming through, which they do. Apparently they've got a good I think you were talking about earlier, good junior teams and the like. I think they're going to put faith in Sandon Smith, who, to me, I'm just reversing my car, boys, so sorry about that. Sandon Smith looks like a very good player. But that's a pretty inexperienced halves combo, isn't it, when you're an inexperienced back line, apart from the great James Tedesco, when you've got, Sam Walkers and Sandon Smith and these guys in their team, all potentially very good players, but not sort of the superstars that they're losing. So, that the Roosters are like, though. They'll find someone, even if they're, got a year to go or whatever, and maybe make a play for someone decent. But it's a real, I feel like it's a real turning point for the club. And one I find really interesting, I spoke to Trent Robinson for a while yesterday, the whole Angus Crichton situation. He's playing good footy, and he's playing tough, and he's a big body, and he's experienced. But everything you read, he's going.
He hasn't officially signed, though, has he?
And I said that to Trent yesterday. I said, why isn't he in the thoughts? He goes, well, things, it's not set in stone he's going, but it just looks like he is, right? Mm. And now that they've got Theory money and everything else, and they're going to update a few of their young good players, and yes, they recruit well in the juniors and all that sort of stuff. But I'd be hanging on to Angus Crichton if I could. He's still a to me he's a quality athlete. So yeah, but they've got a lot. It's a changing time for the Roosters, and it's a big year for them because you know that as we I think we talked about last week, they haven't achieved what their roster is, where their roster is at, and this is still they've still got a chance to do it this year and send some of those big guys out as they deserve to sound, particularly a Jared Reed Hargreaves and a Luke Keary. I don't think we've paid enough tribute to what a good player he's been for a long, long time. Three grand final wins, that speaks for itself. A Clive Churchill medal, just remarkable. And he's got another side to him, Luke Keary, this real competitive side that's what the Roosters value. Robbo talked about this fire that he gets in his eyes and how he just takes charge of things. I mean, the way he played in that grand final when Cooper Cronk was busted was remarkable. And don't forget, when he was at South, he told Russell Crowe to nick off when he didn't like some of the things that were going on at that club. So he can stand up for himself, little Luke Keary, and he's been a tough player for a long time.
You wrote in the Sun Herald off the back of the story to emerge last week that Jackson Taupine has lodged a statement of claim against the Bulldogs in the New South Wales Supreme Court. And you wrote about, his dad making a legal threat early on, just after, the supposed incident in July last year, Danny.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. This, as you said, it's going to the courts, and I don't know if it'll get there or not. But what's interesting is that, there was a text message that came from his dad, I think it was the day after, within hours of that wrestling session, setting up for a court case straight up. That shows where the family was coming from. But what is also interesting is and I've had this confirmed by people at the Bulldogs, the day after or the training session after the alleged incident, the incident that took place, the wrestling session, that he was on field with Seraldo, the coach, and the trainer, Travis Toomer, and they were asking about that session, and he said he had no problem with the session. Now, that's going to be... I put that to the lawyers that are representing Jackson, and they gave me a legal answer. His only issue at the time was he didn't understand why he was being punished. He didn't feel like he was late for the session. So he didn't raise a problem when asked about it, about the session. So this will obviously be part of the court case that goes on. And let's hope everyone can settle it. It feels like this is designed to get some sort of extra compensation for Jackson. I don't know what he's going to do football-wise. I know his name was floated at clubs recently as well, and there's been stories about that. So let's just hope it works out for Jackson in some capacity, because we don't like seeing a bloke feel the way he does. And I can't, you've got to just take into account, A, his mental health situation, and B, if he genuinely now feels that session was unfair, you've got to take that into account. And let's hope it works out for both parties.
Have to leave it there, Denny. Thanks so much, mate.
Wish me luck in the rain at South.
Enjoy.
You feel sorry for me, Loz?
I do, Denny, but you know what? I will know that you'll get to the bottom of what's going on there today.
Well, I didn't give you a direct answer, did I? But it doesn't feel great out here.
No, I could imagine.
Go and get Pup next week too.
he's an easy target.
See you, mate.
See you, bye.